ABC Radio Australia.
The threat of rising sea levels has led Kiribati to float a unique idea to save its land, raise the islands by up to 5 metres. It could cost billions of dollars and involves digging up tons of sand and rock. President Tanes Mamor is asking for the international community to help raise funds. So how could the idea work? Mackenzie Smith takes a look.
Rising tides have led to ambitious plans in Kiribati, among them a series of artificial floating islands and mass migration to Australia or Fiji. But now the government is turning its focus to saying, provided it can raise the atolls some 3 to 5 metres. Former President Anote Tong, who has backed the idea for years, says it may be the country's only hope of keeping its sovereignty.
In the light of what is coming with the projected rise in sea level and the greater impacts of climate change, we would have to undertake very radical adaptation measures.
Research on the effectiveness of building up islands is limited, but Francois Flocard, Principal Engineer for Coastal Engineering at the UNSW's Water Research Laboratory, thinks the government's plan holds water. He's worked in coastal resilience in the Cook Islands and the Marshall Islands. Based on those experiences, he says how Kiribati sources its materials, usually a mixture of sand with an outer layer made of rock, concrete or metal, will make all the difference. For example, taking sand from the atolls themselves could destabilize the area and heighten the risks of flooding.
If you're taking the sand off the beach to build your protection, you are creating a situation where you potentially making things worse in the long term.
In Kiribati, work has already started on coastal resilience. President Tanes Mamor told The Guardian rocks from Fiji have been imported to strengthen seawalls. Mr. Flockhart says with the impacts of global warming becoming more apparent, there's been an uptick in regional interest in similar developments in the Pacific. But whether they work is another matter. Mr. Flockhart says frequent cyclones could prove a serious challenge to any build-ups of land, and erosion by waves and storms aren't the only threat being brought in with each high tide.
Sea level rise also will have other impacts which you may be familiar with, such as the increased salinity of the groundwater and the freshwater resource. So, you know, raising the land is addressing a certain problem associated with sea level rise, but sea level rise will also have a compounding effect, for example, on your freshwater supply.
Others are less optimistic. Bart Van Buren is founder of urban planning firm Water Architect. He says raising islands would have a devastating impact on Kiribati, which might make the country unrecognizable to its people.
We're definitely talking about to make it into a fortress. It would involve tons of concrete or other hard materials. And, ironically, making it a fortress would be maybe in the interest of a few powers around, but not for the nation itself, I'm sure.
He's concerned dredging could also create an ecological disaster if it isn't handled carefully.
What will happen with the surroundings? I reckon this would also destroy all the corals around it, including the fish habitats where that's basically the economy there, right?
Mr. Van Buren was an early proponent of floating cities, an idea to build artificial structures that could move around at sea and rehome Pacific communities. He still thinks it's a better option than building up existing atolls, but he says there are nature-based solutions that are effective too, like mangroves and oyster walls.
It's hard to say if that can fight the rise of the sea fast enough that it will be sufficient protection, but it's a great soft measure approach, which is probably less expensive and less harm to the fishery and nature.
He says they could also be used in tandem with innovative architecture, such as gradually moving homes onto stilts. But Anote Tong says time is running out and building up the islands is the only way.
Quite frankly, we don't have many more options. We have to destroy things in order to simply stay above the rising seas. And I'm afraid that, in this instance, I think we've gone way out of control and we are going through an unprecedented set of circumstances.
Mr. Tong says even if they build up the islands, some people in Kiribati may not want to stay. But he says they owe it to future generations to provide the option for those that do.